For today's show, we're going to discuss a shaila that I did not get to discuss in detail in the last From the Rabbi's Desk shir, but it was a shaila that came up that I thought was fascinating. A friend of mine was at a chasana. He was one of the Eidei Kiddushin at a chasana, and the chasan had taken the ring, had looked at the kala, said, Harei HaMekudesh Li B'Tavah Zo Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, attempted to put the ring on the kala's hand, but it bounced off the tip of her finger, then bounced off her dress, then hit the floor, and was lost, and they couldn't find the ring. And everyone was on their hands and knees looking for the ring, and 7, 8, 9 minutes go by, and you know, the Masad Kiddushin is like keeping things loose, making jokes with the chasan and kala, and they're schmoozing, and people are looking all over the place, and after a good amount of time, they realize they're just not finding the ring. The kala moves out of the way, you know, with her big dress covering most of the floor, she moves out of the way. They still can't find it. They have no idea where the ring went. And finally, they make the decision that they're going to get another married woman who's there to be makne her ring to the chasan, so that the chasan could be mekadesh the kala with his newly purchased ring from someone in the audience who was kind enough to be makne her ring to the chasan. The shaila came up, though, now that it's 10 minutes later and they're doing kiddushin again, should they recite a new birchas erusin, or do they still rely on the original birchas erusin that they had done? So I thought this was a fascinating shaila. So what this really boils down to, or likely boils down to, largely boils down to, I should say, is what is the nature of birchas erusin? There is a machlokas rishonim about what kind of bracha this is. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Ishos writes that birchas erusin is a birchas hamitzvah, and that's why the Rambam says one should recite the bracha prior to performing the erusin, and that's the Rambam l'shitaso in Hilchos Ishos Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph that kiddushin is a mitzvah saseh. He even counts it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs mitzvah saseh Reish Yud Gimel, that kiddushin is a mitzvah saseh, and therefore, like any other mitzvah, it should have a birchas hamitzvah prior to doing the mitzvah. The Rush in the first parak of Maseches Ksubos Siman Yud Beis famously disagrees, and he says that no, what kind of birchas hamitzvah? Birchas hamitzvah is always direct to the point. Asher kiddushanu mitzvos mitzvanu al netilas ulav lis atif patzitzes. You know, something like that. You don't have a birchas hamitzvah that's shasalanu sarusos vitulanu samusos lanu dechupa mikidushin, a whole long-winded birchas hamitzvah. You never find such a thing. And the Rush therefore says if it's not a birchas hamitzvah, is a birchas hashevach, and nafkamina between the two, whether it's a birchas mitzvah, birchas shevach, well, there are several nafkaminas. One is, when do you say the bracha? If it's a birchas mitzvah, it has to be said over lasiyasa, and prior to performing the mitzvah, you recite the bracha and the mitzvah. If it's a birchas hashevach, however, it's said la'achar asiyasa. The Ritva says specifically that you should say it after, because just like you can only say kiddush once Shabbos has begun, and you can then declare and recognize the Kiddush of Shabbos, so to Kiddushin can only be recognized once the Kiddushin is done. So it should only be declared as such once there already is a Kiddushin. The Ravid, however, writes that even though it's a Birchas Mitzvah, this is not a good nafkamina. You would still say it after the Kiddushin, because it could be that you're going to say the Bracha beforehand. And the Ravid says, I do agree, it's a Birchas Mitzvah, but what's going to happen? You're going to say the Bracha beforehand, you'll try to be Mekadish the Isha, and she might have a change of heart. She might say, no thanks. Thanks, I changed my mind. I don't want to marry you. Runaway bride. And then what will have happened? You will set a birchas mitzvah. You'll be standing there with the ring. You can't, it will have turned out to be a bracha levatala. So we don't want that to happen. So the Ravid says, therefore, wait till she accepts it, and only then should you recite the bracha. That seems unlike what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches, that if you don't know if the person is going to accept it, then we just don't have a birchas mitzvah on such mitzvah seder taloi bedas. The Ravid assumes we do, we just move it till after the mitzvah. Another nafkamina, whether it's a birchas mitzvah or a birchas hashevach, is who says the bracha. If it's a birchas mitzvah, it's the chasan's bracha to say, or perhaps the kala also, because the kala also maybe is included in the mitzvah. Nafkamina might be whether the chasan is deaf, if the Masad Kedusha could say it for just the kala, and the Rebbe does a tshuva about this. If it's a birchas hashevach, then anybody that's present, anybody that's there, can say the bracha. In the Tzvur Shar, near Deus, in Menalos of Katan Tes, he says that it should specifically be said by someone other than the chasan. One could could argue that even if it's a birchas hashevach, that still maybe this is not such a great nafkamina, because maybe it should still be said by the person who is most acutely experiencing that shevach, namely the chassan, similar to what Tosfos writes in Pesachim Adav Zayin, that the Avi HaBen is the one that recites the bracha of Lachnisa Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, and the Raman Simin Reish Samachay says nobody else should say it, even though he's not the one doing the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's a birchas hashevach, and he's the one most acutely feeling that sense of shevach. How do we paskin? Is birchas harisin a birchas mitzvah, a birchas hashevach? So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Dalet sounds like it's a birchas hashevach, because he says that if you did not say the bracha before, you could still say it afterwards, which is against the Rambam. The Rambam holds, no, once you missed it, it's too late. Avraz Manu, you missed the mitzvah, it has to be, you missed the bracha, it has to be Avalas Yasad. It would also seem that at the very least, if you're not sure whether it's birchas mitzvah or birchas shavach, savik brachas lahakel. So for our purposes, in our shaila, where someone said the birchas erisin, then there was a hefsik of like 10 minutes, and then they want to do the erisin, so can you is the bracha that you said 10 minutes ago, does it still count? L'choru be enough kamina, whether it's birchas mitzvah or birchas shavach. If you hold it's a birchas mitzvah, so a hefsik would be a problem, because it has to be over the asiyasa, not over the over. It can't be way before the asiyasa mitzvah. But if you hold it's a birchas hashevach, we like to connect it to the maimid of the mitzvah, but it's not so closely linked to the exact maisa that is being done. Another reason that you might have to repeat is that the Agos Har Tzvi on the tour in Eben Ezer, Siman Samach Beis, says that if the Masada Kiddushin inadvertently says the bracha of Shahakol, let's say, even though you're normally Yotze with the Shahakol on wine, he says that you would have to repeat, because the Chassan can say, what do you mean Shahakol? Litkuni Shidartichov Lalavusi. I sent you to be my Shliach to do the right thing. You're doing the wrong bracha, even though it works. I don't want you to say the wrong bracha at my wedding. So be here also. Maybe you can say the same thing. The Chassan doesn't want to be Yotze with a bracha with a hefsik. He wants to be Yotze with a bracha that's done right at the Maisa Kiddushin. So you could say, you're not my shliach, even if it could work. I don't want you to be my shliach for b'di'avetz. I want you to be my shliach for l'chadchilas. This, of course, assumes that the Masader is a shliach. That is a big chiddush, to suggest that the Masada Kiddushin is a shaliach, because who says that Shomea Ka'ona, we discussed this the other day, works midin shlichus? Maybe you don't need formal shlichus for Shomea Ka'ona to work, you just need to hear what the person is saying. Nafkamina would also be like by Kiddush. If you hold it works midin shlichus when you yotze through Shomea Ka'ona, then maybe mitzvah bo yotze mibashlucha, everybody around the table should say their own Kiddush. But if you hold that it's not shlichus, it's Shomea Ka'ona, totally different mechanism, then you'd say like the Mishnah Berurah does say by Kiddush, Barov HaMadras Melech, better have one person to say it. So to say that the Masada Kiddushin is a shliach is quite a chiddush. And also, can you say Lutkuni Shidarticha V'lo Lavusi Shidarticha on something that works b'di'eved, right? We do find in Becharos of Samachal that even in Brachos, that even Karlachi Asiri is Kadosh, that if you count the ninth lamb out as number 10, it becomes Kadosh. If you were a shliach doing the counting, it's not Kadosh, because you could say such a taina. I didn't send you as a shliach to do the wrong thing, but to do the right thing. So that may be another reason why you may have to repeat the bracha. The question then becomes, okay, let's assume a hefsik is a problem. Even assuming a hefsik is a problem, what constitutes a hefsik? So again, point number one was, is this a birchas shevach or a birchas mitzvah? If it's a birchas shevach, a hefsik is probably not such a big deal. If it's a birchas mitzvah, a hefsik is a big deal. But what makes a hefsik? So the Prima Gadin and the Psich Hatilchus Brachos Os Yudalid just establishes that you're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and the kiddushin. Meaning we have to treat it like a birchas mitzvah in the sense that you cannot be mafsik. So what is a hefsik? So in the Sharei Brachos, quoted by Nisun Kilchasa, he writes that hefsik hamevarech, if the Masada Kiddushin is mafsik, he speaks or he does, so then it's eino chazum mevarech. You don't have to repeat the bracha, because the bracha isn't really for the Masada Kiddushin. The bracha is for the chasan. So that seems to assume, by the way, that it's a birchas hamitzvah, because it's the chasan's bracha. If hifsik hakala, the kala was the one that spoke in between, then you don't repeat, because it may not be her bracha at all. It may only be the chasan's bracha. If Hifsik HaChosan, the Chosan is the one that did the speaking, so the Yotzar Poskim quotes those who say that Choser Mavarich, because it could be that the bracha is only for the Chosan and not the Kala, so if he was Mafsik, he needs to repeat the bracha, but the Yotzar Poskim quotes others who disagree. Then the question becomes, okay, what if he didn't talk? What if he just waited 10 minutes? Is that also Hafsik? So in the Shari Bracha, quoted by Yisun Kilchsa, he says that time without speech is not a Hafsik. If you just wait a while, a few minutes, without speaking, speaking in between, it's not a hefsek. But in this case, in our situation, they were talking. All of them were talking. Everyone was looking, can you move over, look, and the Messiah Kedusha was making jokes. Oh, I guess it wasn't the right time yet. The right time will be in 10 minutes or whatever. Whatever they were saying, I don't know what kind of jokes he made, but they were all schmoozing, they were all talking, they were saying, oh, can you believe this? Oh, you thought you've seen it all. Whatever they were saying, but there was speech. There was talking in between. So it would seem if the Mesader and the Chasan and the Kala are all talking, that would certainly constitute a hefsek. Another angle is that, what type of talk is it? Not all speech is a hefsek. At most Masada Kedushins, after they recite the bracha, they will then ask the chassan, do you have the ring? Chassan will say, yes. Can you show me the ring? He'll show the edim. Does this ring look like it's worth the shavar pruta? He'll ask the chassan, did you buy this ring with your own money? They'll have this whole conversation in between the bracha and the Kedushin. And that's okay, because that is Me'inyin, the Kedushin. So if you're talking Me'inyin, the Kedushin, then it's not going to be hefsek. Obviously, Morenu Rav Shechter Shlita is makbid not to do that, because why would you do that lechatchila, have this whole conversation after the bracha? You can have that same conversation before the bracha. The Edom can be called up. You could ask the chassan for the ring. You could ask for how much it's, if it's worth the shavar pruta. You could ask the chassan if he bought it with his own money. You could ask all of those things. You can instruct the kala to stick out her right index finger. You could ask her if she's a lefty to stick out her left. You could ask all of those things. Do all of that conversation before the bracha, and then say the bracha. You don't need to be mafsik. So Rav Shechter is makbid to do all of that before the bracha, but at least b'diavad certainly would not be a hefsek if it's me'inyan the kiddushin. Another angle to take over here is that it may be the same as when I first brought this shayla up to my brother, he suggested at first, that although he changed his mind, I'll explain why in a moment, that maybe it's the same as you set a bracha on a shofar, and then you notice that there's a giant crack in the shofar, that the shofar wasn't working, so they bring you another shofar. So Mishra Brura Pasans in Tafkuf Pehei Sivkan Dalid, that you have to say a new bracha on the shofar. I got an email from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, told me that was his natiya also, that you should say that you say a new bracha on the shofar. So over here also, you said a bracha on this ring, and then the ring is lost. Now you have a new ring, so maybe you have to say a new bracha on the new ring. That's clearly working with the assumption that it's birchas mitzvah, not that it's a birchas ha-shevach, because birchas ha-shevach is not about the ring at all. Birchas mitzvah maybe is about the cheftza shel mitzvah. But there are two major reasons to distinguish between the shofar case and the case of the ring. Reason number one to distinguish is that the ring is not a cheftza shel mitzvah. The shofar is the cheftza shel mitzvah. The ring is just the shava kesef through which you do the mitzvah, but it's not the cheftza shel mitzvah in that sense. And even if you argue that the shofar is not the chefza shel mitzvah, because the mitzvah of shofar is not the tkiya, it's the shmiya of the kol, and that's why there's a lot of Torah on that. That's why the bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar, not l'tkoa b'shofar, and that's why maybe you're not even relying on shomea ka'ona when you have tkiya shofar, because the ikur mitzvah is the shmiya. So there's a lot of famous Torah on that topic. Rav Zhalti has in Mishas Yavetz a whole discussion about that topic. Even if you have such an argument, if you look in Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter explains that the shofar would still be called the chefza of the maisa mitzvah, but the kala over here is the chefza of the maisa mitzvah, not the ring. The ring, the chasen and kala are the chefza shel mitzvah, so to speak. And so the ring is the way to effect that mitzvah of binding the chasen and kala together. And the raya is that you don't even need a ring; you could do kiddushei bia. It's just that you need something that binds the chasen and the kala together. The other reason to distinguish that birch erusin might just be a birch hashavach, unlike shofar. So lahalacha. In this case, the chassan dropped the ring and they couldn't find it. They had to replace the ring 10 minutes later. What do we do? Do you recite a new bracha? Rav Shechter thought, I didn't hear it firsthand, but Rav Shai told me that he spoke to his father and he said that he thought that you should repeat the brachos. He assumed that everybody schmoozing under the chuppah is a hefsik, that the 10 minutes plus all the schmoozing certainly constitutes a hefsik. And we paskin, the Prima Gadim writes that you're not allowed to be mafsik. And if you're mafsik, you have to say a new bracha. It happens to be the guy, the Rav who was Masada Kiddushin at the wedding, thought that you do not recite a new bracha because he said they weren't stam schmoozing. They were schmoozing in order to keep the chasen and kala from getting anxious and nervous and to keep everything loose and to keep everyone calm. And that's all Me'inyan the Kiddushin. He had a broad definition of what's called Me'inyan the Kiddushin, that keeping everyone calm is also Me'inyan the Kiddushin. So he thought that you should not recite a new bracha. But this is just another example of how no matter how many weddings you go to, something new could come up each and every time. So, but hopefully this gives us a little bit of an understanding into the birchas erusin. Okay, everyone should have a great day.